This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent v. DeAndre Wilkes, Appellant, decided March 18, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, State of Missouri, number ED12156, Respondent, Appeal from the Circuit Court of the City of St. Louis Ver, cause number 22222 CR078701, DeAndre Wilkes, Honorable Teresa Counts Burke, Appellant, filed March 18, 2025. Introduction. DeAndre Wilkes, Defendant, appeals the judgment entered upon his convictions for voluntary manslaughter and armed criminal action. He argues the trial court erred in allowing the state to introduce prejudicial evidence of uncharged crimes and irrelevant evidence of things the victim liked to do, and that the trial court impermissibly limited defendant's testimony regarding an encounter victim and defendant had 7 days prior to the shooting. In view of the whole record, we find no reversible error. Background: defendant does not contest the sufficiency of the evidence supporting his conviction. The evidence at trial, in the light most favorable to the verdict, one was the Warren State versus Suttles, 581 SW3D 137, 141, Moap in ED 2019, citing State versus Forrest, 183 SW3D 218, 223, Mo Bank 2006, 2 following. Defendant testified that he met victim in November of 2021. Defendant was selling drugs at the time, and he testified that he hired victim for protection. Defendant testified they were friends, but he eventually fired victim due to what he characterized as erratic behavior. Victim's father, testified he had seen victim earlier on May 14th, 2022, and victim had told father he had plans for the evening, his birthday. Victim came to defendant's residence, and defendant's girlfriend, testified that defendant said to victim that victim had been told not to come around here anymore. In response, victim laughed and said, "Yeah, right." Girlfriend testified that defendant then shot victim, who was standing at the top of a staircase outside the residence. The bullet entered victim's neck, and victim fell down the stairs. The medical examiner testified that the gunshot severed victim's spinal cord, paralyzing him instantly and causing his death. Two neighbors testified that they heard an argument, heard someone say, "You think I won't," and then heard gunshots. Defendant testified he had heard that victim had been making threats against him, and he was afraid victim was going to shoot him because victim always carried guns in his book bag. A search of victim revealed he was unarmed, and there was no book bag at the scene. Victim was wearing a satchel around his chest that was zipped closed. Girlfriend testified that defendant had told victim if he came around, defendant was going to kill him, and that defendant had been carrying around a gun in the days leading up to the shooting. Girlfriend testified that victim did not have a clue that defendant was serious that night. 3. Defendant left the scene immediately after the shooting, and he returned after the police left. He picked up girlfriend and took her to his brother's house in St. Peters, Missouri. The state presented evidence that defendant had performed a factory reset on his cell phone a few hours after the shooting, but text messages sent after that time included one between defendant and brother, in which brother had said his house was a good place to lay low and out of the way, but she's going to get you all yanked up. Nearly 2 weeks later, girlfriend called 911, and police brought her in for questioning. She told them defendant shot victim, leading to defendant's arrest. The state charged defendant with first-degree murder and armed criminal action. The jury convicted defendant of the lesser-included offense of voluntary manslaughter and armed criminal action, and the trial court sentenced defendant to consecutive terms of 15 years on each count, for a total of 30 years imprisonment. Discussion: defendant raises 3 points on appeal. First, he argues the trial court erred in denying his request for a mistrial after the state referred to prior bad acts of defendant when reading a text message exchange between defendant and brother. In point the 2, defendant argues the trial court erred in allowing irrelevant testimony regarding things victim liked to do, such as playing chess and attending fundraisers. In point the 3, defendant argues the trial court erred in limiting defendant's testimony regarding an encounter